Describe what is meant by specialty coffee.
Ordinary coffee doesn't have any taste qualifications, but specialty coffee is very much like the wine industry. The taste and smell and odor is everything. And they have strict standards that they use to judge the quality of the coffee crop. Usually the bourbon variety of Arabica coffee is the one that they use for that. And specialty coffees usually are determined by the buyers, and they're based on this very strict, what they call cupping, taste process. Specialty coffee has very high standards, and in fact, it's very common to lose upwards of a third or a fourth of the crop because it doesn't meet the standards.
Potato taste has been defined as a defect that compromises the quality of coffee and is threatening to deter international buyers from purchasing Rwandan coffee. Tell me more about potato taste and what causes this defect.
Well, potato taste is something that the tasters come up with. For want of a better word, they have dozens and dozens of characteristic potato flavors. Walnut, berry, cedar, a whole bunch of them. To me, it tastes like old toenails, and it has to do with the subtle aroma and taste of the coffee. For some reason, potato taste is peculiar to this East African area. It may have something to do with the volcanic soil. It may have something to do with the insect complex that's unique here. The exact cause of potato taste isn't really known because there are so many elements that go into the final taste of coffee.
You and your team were in Rwanda under the auspices of the Global Knowledge Initiative. You indicated that you wanted to learn more about potato taste and its possible connection with the Entestia bug. What are you doing with the knowledge that you gained?
Well, Global Knowledge Initiative hopes at the end of this process to put in place the steps necessary to address the potato taste problem broadly. So they asked me to participate because I'm giving them advice about how to include work on the bug, because there's this loose association between potato taste and the bug. Well, we're collecting biological samples in collaboration with the industry here and the university, and we're designing approaches to put together teams to address the issue. And my purpose is to help them collaborate and connect with other people in the world who can weigh in on this problem.